test a little bit some of the points in the Hakdama, specifically in a more general sense. Let's take a look. Paragamot is all of one paragraph. Let's take a little bit at Perig Beis here in Shavuot Hashem. אבל ההכרח המביא לכל חלק מחלקי ההאורה. The need for the Torah to arouse us to Avodas Hashem, even though the reason which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sechel which HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within us, also tells us that we're Chayavim b'Avodas Hashem, so nevertheless we need the Torah as well. Kevon she'he'orah hanu'usa v'seichel. Again, the arousal to Avodas Hashem, which is rooted in our seichel, nachleshes, is weakened mishlosh ha'ofanim, in three fashions, three ways. Yesh tzarech l'chazka, there is need to reinforce it v'he'orah ha'torosis, with the arousal from the Torah. Asher v'shlosh ha'ofanim, Ba'echad, the first one, Fisha Adam Niva Midvaram Chalukim. Man is a composite creature. The Tivim Hamiskabim Zalze, the Atzmim Negdiyim Ve'Nasha Vegufa. That his body and soul are really at odds in terms of inclination, in terms of natural tendencies. The fifth nota habari yisal benafsho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within us midos v'kofos shebohem yishtokek v'dvarim, that he should desire things shekashi yishtamish bohem ha'adam, when a person will use them yispateach bohem gufo, his body will be developed. Be ischazek and be strengthened with binyan olam hazeh. The yishoya hamin ha'enoshi kemo shehu ve'afo fi shepot of nefsadim. We have a netiyah towards material things because we inhabit a physical world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be perpetuated. The hamida hazu. He had tava lahanos hagufanios, and this trait is the desire we have for physical pleasure. The hikolelas kol minei bali hachayim hamispatcha. The hirkiv od habari yisal benefesh ha'adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu integrated within our nefesh midos v'kochos shebohem capacities. Shebahem yishtokek l'dvarim shekashi yishtamish bahem yimas es inyan he'olam v'es ha'ishar es b'olam hazeh. That a person rejects material things v'yachvot l'hiparid mimenu, and he wants to separate himself from everything material. V'zuhi ha'akara hanukom. This is really the correct recognition. V'kevon shehahanos ha'gufonios. Since physical pleasures, kodmos benefesh ha'adam min ha'urav, the person is aware of physical need and physical pleasure from the moment he's born. V'hergelo bohen chazak mereshis inyano, and he's habituated to these from the beginning of his life. V'gidulo bohen omitz, and as he grows, his tie to them is very strong. L'fichot gover midas ha'tava al-shor midosa. Consequently, the physical dimension becomes stronger than the spiritual inclination. V'gover gam al-haseichel shehu ba'ofi ha'adam mitrilaso, and it even overpowers the seichel. V'timtimo ha'seina, it blinds him. V'hishchiso simoni tchunosav ha'analos. The fichot, consequently, A person needs things from an external source, Kadesha Yiskomim Bohem Negin Midasa Hamaguna, that he should be able to stand up and overcome the Mida Maguna, the Hihatava El Hanos Habahemios, his desire for physical pleasures. The Yechaya Bohem, and he should revive Simane Midasa Hanala Uhasechel. And he should revive the Seichel. V'osan advarim heim hodos hatora ashehincha bohem Hashem izbua v'avodasa yidei shlicha v'nevia v'aleim ha-shalom. And these things which seek to remedy the problem are the mitzvahs of the Torah. This is a very interesting perspective which Rabbi Bachya suggests here. Very often, a person has a sense, and people who misunderstand Torah, this is their perception of Torah. Torah is very onerous. Torah places a big burden on us. We're constantly being bombarded with do this, do this, do this, abstain from this, abstain from that. Constant bombardment. Too much of a burden, too much of a yoke. And the truth is that we experience Torah that way sometimes. Is that we really do sometimes have that notion. We don't want to learn. We don't want to get up in the morning. We want to battle. We want to waste time. So what's pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, Rachman Latzlan, he wants to torment us. So the answer of Rabbeinu Bachya says is as follows. Moshe Lamad Avadoma. Person injures himself. He tears a cartilage in his knee. So he undergoes surgery. And because of the injury and because of the surgery, so his knee has been very weakened. So he goes to the doctor, and the doctor, post-op treatment, he recommends very, very trying and taxing physical therapy. Day in, day out, he undergoes physical therapy, and it's painful. It doesn't come easy. It doesn't come easy. So here too, if a Martian would drop in from Mars, so he would say that the doctor is subjecting him to needless pain, and clearly would have a very distorted sense for what's going on. What's our perspective on it? Our perspective on it is that the natural state of affairs has been distorted and disrupted, that the natural equilibrium has been lost, and because of that a person has to go through a temporary period of convalescence where he returns things to a normal natural state. And that seems normal and natural, and we understand that. So Rabbeinu Bachya says, the same is true for Torah. Torah, when a person observes Torah, when a person lives Torah, so when a person is in his natural state, in his ideal natural state, where the equilibrium and the relationship between the physical inclinations a person has and his spiritual ones, when that balance is a proper one, so Torah isn't burdensome. Tara is not burdensome. Tara is very natural. When a person who hasn't terribly injured his knee, when he gets up to walk, so it comes very easily and it comes very naturally. When a person's knee has been injured, so then the walking comes with tremendous pain. And the physical therapy is very painful. So LMI, so we should know that the more painful and the more burdensome and the more onerous we find Torah, so we should translate that into, to that degree, the equilibrium within us has been lost. And to that degree, the relationship between guf and nefesh, between the physical and the spiritual dimension, that relationship has been distorted. That's what it means in the Chanina ben Akashia, which everyone knows. That Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakos is Yisrael, the Fichu Chiyama Lahem Torah Mitzvahs. So we would now think, Pum Chaket, the less he has the better. So the Tarot says no. The Tarot says, either or, it's his chus. If you find it difficult, so it's an indication that you need it. You need it to regain the proper balance and regain the proper equilibrium. And if you have the proper equilibrium, so you don't find it difficult, you don't find it onerous. The second and the third reasons are also of the same stripe, again explaining why it is that the physical inclinations gain the upper hand and why it's necessary for Torah to return us to the proper balance. Gimel. Hagdoros ha'avodah u'biyo chalkeho u'malos kol chelek mechalkeho. The definition of avodas Hashem. Hush hagdoros ha'avodah k'niyas ha'mutav lo la'meitiv b'tova v'ligma lo tovosa k'fi yocholto. So avodas Hashem means submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'kniya nachlakes l'shnei chalokim. Submission, two different forms of submission can be identified. And here's the famous distinction with which we're all familiar, but I think Ben Abachi is really the one who developed it. Ba'echad kniyas pachad v'yichol u'kfiya v'hechrech. We submit out of fear, out of anticipation for schar, and because we're forced into it, out of coercion. Hasheni knias chova l'roi l'amitach romamos ugdula l'mishenech noem lo. Where we sense on our own that because of the romamos, because of the exaltedness and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should submit ourselves to Him. In other words, yeres ha'onesh and yeres ha'romamos. Asher l'chelek ha'rishon, he ha'kniya la'ashem asher tiyah al yedei ha'hehara ha'niknes asher hizkanu. Ki chiyuva b'derach ha'gmul va'onesh ba'olam ha'zeh va'olam ha'bo. Again, that has to be superimposed externally. That's what we need the Torah to come and to cajole us, to encourage us, to threaten us, to motivate us. Aval hachelik hasheni, when we have reached, as we discussed the past couple of weeks, when we reach the later stage, He akniya haba al yaday he'ora hanu'utza v'seichel. When of our own accord, we are aroused to avodas Hashem, to submit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'shtei hakniyos m'shuvachos, both are praiseworthy. Movilos al shvil hamiflat ba'olam hamnucha, both lead to olam haba. El sha'achas mehem, siba l'shenis u'mal l'alos bo'yaleh, v'hi he'oras ha'torah. The Yiras HaOnesh is supposed to be a preliminary and a prelude to Yiras HaRamamus, and that we've already discussed. Hakniya haba al yidei ha'oras ha'secha v'derech ha'lemidus b'rayos yose krov l'fei Hashem v'yose v'tzuya v'chashuva l'shivafonet. For seven reasons, when a person attains the madrega of Yiras HaRamamus, this is preferable to Yiras HaOnesh. For Echad, reason number one. Ki mashmas haba al yidei ha'oras ha'torah, when a person is motivated and when a person acts exclusively out of Yiras HaOnesh, efshu sheyehei lev ha'odem bo shalem la'Hashem levado, could be that a person will be acting solely, he's only concerned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or it could be that his goal is that people should praise him and they should respect him for it. Because since Yiras HaOnesh appeals again to self-interest and appeals to what's best for your welfare, so then it invites ever elements of shelo lishma as well. Aval hamashmas haba yidei ha'oras ha'sechel lo tiye shelo b'leiv shalom Hashem levado. By definition, it means that a person's kavana is entirely lishma. V'lo yis'arev b'heiraus, he's not interested in being seen by anyone. V'lo shum pegam yitzar ha'hispa'arus ba, he's not interested in self-glorification. V'fi she'enu mevusasus al tocheles v'yira, because it's not based on any self-interest. Eli hi totzoa shel yediyah v'hizbonunus v'meshachayev ha'nivu l'bori min ha'mashmas. But rather, it comes from his own understanding and recognition that a person should submit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, earlier Rabbeinu Bachya, when you stop and think about it, it's really explicit in Chazal, but I don't think we really do stop and think about it. Earlier in the Hagdama, on Lishma, so Rabbeinu Bachya offers a very interesting perspective. In the Hagdama, Rabbeinu Bachya writes, he describes different disciplines of knowledge and says that the ultimate, of course, is Torah, and says that l'midaso kidei l'hasik bo to'aliyos ha'olam asura, to study Torah for advancement in this world is prohibited. That's absolutely awesome. It's also Kamosha Amluk Hadmanenu Alayim HaShalom Tanya L'Avos Hashem Alokecha L'Shvo V'Kova L'Udav Kavo Shalo Yom Ha'odom Ekra K'dei She'yikruni Chofam Eshna K'dei She'yikruni Rebbe Eshna K'dei She'eya Zokin V'yoshe V'yeshiva Elo L'mod Me'ava V'Sof HaKov L'Lava. A person is not supposed to study is not supposed to learn Torah because he wants to have any benefit from it. Don't make them a crown to glorify yourself. So it's interesting. So you could have understood. So Rabbeinu Bachya says that in all these cases, that shelo lishma, not only does it fall short of the ideal, but it's really awesome. It's really awesome to engage in Torah Shelo lishma is really asur. The emes, when you stop and think about it, so the emes, it says that in Chazal also. Chazal say lo olim yasa godim tov mitzvah shelo lishma. Shemitav shelo lishma bo lishma. So vice versa, it's mefurish, and that famous maimer that we all know, that you really need a matir for shelo lishma to engage in Torah u'mitzvah shelo lishma. So we usually think you have to go into a mitzvah shelo lishma because it's better than not doing it. No, so Chazal tells be'emes the only reason it's permitted, the matir of shelo lishma, is because shemitav shelo lishma bo lishma. Because ultimately you'll reach lishma. Ultimately you'll reach lishma. But otherwise, shelo lishma really, really would have been also, because it's a sacrilege. To take Torah and mitzvahs and to have any ulterior motive in Torah and mitzvahs is really a sacrilege. And really it is also. And we should have been required to abstain. La'olam, so that's the chiddush of la'olam yasa b'adam Torah mitzvah shelo lishma, shemitav shelo lishma bo lishma. Ofen Hasheni, Rebbe Nachman continues, the second area in which we see the superiority of Yeras HaRomus to Yeras HaOnesh, Shehamashmas HaBoi Dei HaOres HaTorah L'Tusag Ela Acharei HaYechul B'Gmul V'HaHafchod HaOnesh V'asher tiyya al yedei ha'oras ha'sechel eina bo'a ela mitof nedivus ha'nefesh u'ritzono la'hashkiya es kol ha'kochos b'mashmas Hashem l'shmo achere yediyo v'hizbonanus. Ki ein ha'nefesh misnaderes b'meh sheyesh lo ela achere sheyizbare lo sh'hatmura machriya osa v'hu ritzos Hashem osa. Rebbe Bachri says, if a person is motivated by Yiras HaOnesh, so a person will do what he has to do. When a person acts out of a sense of obligation, out of a sense of coercion, he'll do what he has to do, but he won't do any more than that. He'll do what he has to do, but no more than that. When a person acts out of an inner conviction that it's right, out of Yiras HaRomumos, that he should submit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then a person will act b'chol kol chosov, b'chol kol chosov, with all of his energies. On a different occasion, we once explained that l'chara, this is the pshat, you find already in the Rishonim identified that there are many examples when we have l'chatchilim b'di'evet, even in Doraisas. Not only do you find it in Dinim D'Rabbanan, where it might be some kind of pshara between various shittas, but you find it in Dinim Daraisa. Find it in Dinim Daraisa, you find the Chatchila and B'di'evet within mitzvahs. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So the pshat is as follows. That in every mitzvah, so there are two levels. There's a level of obligation of what you have to do. But there's also a level of opportunity. But the mitzvah gives you an opportunity to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's b'di'evet means that this is contained in the mitzvah only on the level of obligation. On the level of obligation, so if you're laying Kriya Shema v'lo dikdek, so in terms of the level of obligation, so you fulfilled your obligation. However, in terms of the level of opportunity, in terms of mitzvahs, not only as an obligation, but mitzvahs as an opportunity to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then sometimes the Torah says that there are added elements to the mitzvah on the level of opportunity. So clearly, again, the ideal, as Rabbeinu Bachri explains, is that the mitzvahs should be viewed as opportunity, not only as obligation, which is superimposed upon us, but as opportunity. So clearly we should gear ourselves to the mitzvahs on those levels. Ha'ofen ha'revi is what we've discussed again, that the yiras ha'onesh is again supposed to be only a preliminary. Ha'ofen ha'chamishi, let's see. She'mitzvos ha'Torah misporon bugbol mugdor v'heim tayag mitzvos. Mitzvos ha'Torah are limited, finite, 630. Ha'mitzvos ha'sichlios kemat she'en lahen sof. L'fisha b'chol yom mosif ha'odom b'hen yediyo. ובכל יום שמוסיף הכרה והבנה לטובס השם עלו ועוצם יכולתו וממשלתו יוסף קניה לו ושיפלס לפונו. At the end of this fifth area, so he says, וכבר אמרו על מקצס אוסם של ליבם שלם עם השם שהיו עובדים כל ימיהם בתשובה. Or עובדים כל ימיהם בתשובה. They would pass all their days doing תשובה. לפי שהיו מחדשים בכל יום תשובה לפני השם מחמס תוספס הקרוסם אסרומימוס השם בכל יום. ואם מילוי חובס המשמס לפניו לשעבר. כמו שאומר החוסר אולו השולם, יום ליום יביע אומר, ולילה לילה חרדועס. ואומר, פלגי מים יורדו עיניי, אל לא שמלו תרסך. So what does Rabbeinu Bachya mean here? So at first, the formulation at first is a little misleading. He says that when a person is Oved Hashem, just out of Yiras HaOnesh, so his avod is going to be very limited, very finite. But a person is Oved Hashem, again, more out of Yiras HaRomimus, Mitoch HaSeichel, as opposed to because the Torah imposed upon him, but rather because the Seichel that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, with that Seichel we recognize it, so that a person's Avoda becomes infinite. He never exhausts the possibilities of Avoda. Not that the number of mitzvahs increase, but rather that the observance of the mitzvahs becomes intensified. Kol zman that a person is motivated by Yiras HaOnesh, so if he abstained from the mitzvah, from the Aveira, okay, so there's nothing to intensify. There's no room for growth. If a person observed the mitzvah, okay, so I observe the mitzvah, and I'll get my schar. There's no room for intensifying. There's no room for further growth. When a person is motivated by Yiras HaRomimus, so that, in keeping with the fact that, in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, so that a person never exhausts. On the contrary, the more a person becomes aware and the more a person is attuned to who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what it means to live in His presence, so then every day his ideas of what it means to have Yiras Shamayim change. Yiras HaOnesh doesn't change. There's one definition for Yiras HaOnesh. Yiras HaOnesh is, if you go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so we're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon, there's going to be an accounting for it. So that doesn't change. So a person can master that. A person's Yiras HaOnesh can be complete. A person can attain a complete Yiras HaOnesh. Mashen kein Yiras HaRomimus. By definition, as long as a person lives, so he can constantly intensify it infinitely, his Yiras HaRomimus, his appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rebbeinu Bachya says, that some chassidim v'anshei ma'aseh, The whole life they were doing tshuva. Because with every day, when every day passed, they realized that their standards of the previous day were too low. At first, the person thinks that it's learning lishma if you don't need someone standing over you to tell you to learn. So that's a person's perception of lishma. Presently, the madrega he's on, so he's not motivated enough. Without some kind of incentive, he doesn't learn. So what's his notion of lishma? His notion of lishma is, even without someone else giving me incentive, so I'll learn. His yiras shamayim is because he's afraid he's going to be punished. So what's his notion of yiras haromulus? Is that you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu even without being afraid of being punished. Then a person attains a higher madrega. So he no longer learns only when given incentive. So now, having achieved the higher madrega, so a person can also understand better what lishma means. And he realizes the fact that I'm not learning because someone's forcing me to learn doesn't mean that I'm learning lishma. Doesn't mean that I've already exhausted the lishma aspect of learning. A person no longer is motivated purely by yiras ha'onesh. Now he realizes that what yiras ha'onesh doesn't just mean that you're not afraid of punishment, that that's what has to motivate you, but yiras ha'onesh means to realize the uniqueness and the infinitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as a person grows, so too does his understanding of what lishma means. And when a person is on the lowest madrega, so all he can see is one step higher above him. He can see one step higher. He can see the next rung. But he can't see any of the higher rungs. So as a person goes up each rung on the ladder, so he first glimpses what a higher level of lishma means. So it says in Sfarim, what's the pshat, the medayek, in la'olam yasad lo'olam Torah mitzvah shalol lishma, mitoch shalol lishma ve'ol lishma. So again, the literal translation is that whenever you find yourself in a case of shalol lishma, you should do it. But it's a strange lashon. What do you mean la'olam? No, it shouldn't be la'olam. It should be a temporary stage. Yasad lo'olam Torah mitzvah shalol lishma, mitoch shalol lishma ve'ol lishma. You should do it at one stage in your life, so that you can reach the stage of lishma. He says, no. La'olam yasa v'olam tov mitzvah shalol lishma. Your whole life you're going to be ovid shalol lishma. Your whole life, la'olam v'yasa v'olam tov mitzvah shalol lishma, shemitov shalol lishma bo lishma, so you reach the next rung on the ladder. You reach the next line on the ladder. Your yira shemayim was shalol lishma. Through that yira, so that purified you, so you went one rung higher on the ladder. So now, because now you glimpse one rung higher on the ladder. And it's that way kaseda throughout a person's life. Just one last order for today. In Ha'ochen HaShvi, Rabbi Amarchi says, HaMashmas HaBoi Yidei HaTanah Bilvan Ein HaAdam Batuach Ba'atma Shelo Yishke Bo Ki HaKoach HaTa'avtoni Orev Lo V'Tzofer L'Zmane HaHis Almos Mimena. As long as the person is, again, only motivated by Yeros HaOnesh, so if he's distracted from that, if he's distracted from the ultimate din v'cheshbon, so then it would be easy to induce him to go against the Torah, to go against the Tzon Hashem. However, once a person is motivated internally from an inner conviction that he wants to be Oved Hashem, so then he can't be distracted, and Memela is his submission and his observance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs becomes guaranteed. Lefichach na'aseis ha'mishmas hazu mitzido betucha mimishka. It becomes guaranteed, it's foolproof. U'ba'aleh ha'shomo min ha'chet, and they are safe from sin. K'mo sha'oma ha'kosev lo yu'una la'tzadik kol oven. So kol oven doesn't mean any kind of, doesn't mean he's not going to lose money, it doesn't mean a real oven, it means that he'll never be choteh. Similarly, they say, so how do you reconcile this with kol ha'godol mechaveru, yitzvah godol haymenu? This contrast between a person who's being oveid mitoch yiras ha'onesh, it's a constant struggle, and if you can distract him from the yiras ha'onesh, so right away, you'll be able to induce him to chayt. Mashen kein, a person where it's an inner conviction, out of yiras ha'onesh, so then a person is, the yiras is a part of him, so he's guaranteed that he'll never stray. So they already say from the girl also that the klal of kol ha'godol mechaveru, yitzvah godol haymenu, means v'tchilas ha'avodah. It means at the outset of our avodah Hashem, so then the more you accomplished and the more involved you are in Torah, but there's still a strong element of yiras ha'onesh, so then yitzvah godol haymenu, because there's more to resist. There's more to resist. If you learn an hour a day in the Beis Medrash, so you're not going against the grain so much. You learn 6-8 hours, because kol ha'godol mechaveru is yitzvah godol haymenu. However, once you come to a further stage where through your struggle, more and more has been internalized, so then this doesn't hold true anymore. Then kol ha'godol mechaveru yitzvah godol haymenu doesn't apply anymore. Okay, and then we'll continue next time.